Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Brad Pitt said debt beat on these. Never mind. He's struggling to maintain a relationship with his kids. That's the honest truth. He says that he's spending a bulk of his summer in England where Angelina and the kids live so he can see his six children. And the judge in their divorce case set out a schedule for Brad to visit his kids in London beginning mid-June for 10 hours a day. Now, the visitation did increase last month to 4 consecutive days at a time. Brad and Angelina never interact with each other. The handoffs are always through nannies and assistants. And it is clear, according to the Jasmine brand, that there have been issues over Brad interacting with the kids. The judge in the divorce case already issued an order saying Angelina tried to restrict Brad's access. The judge believed was harmful to the children. The judge even said Brad had a right to call and text the kids whenever he wanted. Angelina could not monitor the contacts. TMZ did break the story about Angelina claiming that Brad had only provided minimal child support. Brad fired back with legal documents saying he's paid her $1.3 million in child support since they split up 2 years ago, and he loaned her $8 million to buy a house. Brad Pitt said, I got receipts. So does Omarosa. Multiple sources have confirmed to the Daily Beast that Apprentice star and former White House advisor Omarosa has secretly recorded West Wing conversations with Donald Trump. She's alleging using these recordings as a prop of sorts for her upcoming tell-all book, Unhinged. Multiple sources confirm that White House workers have heard them and call these recordings the Omarosa tapes amongst themselves. Those same sources are downplaying the context of these private conversations as mere chatter with Trump's voice captured. Now, she wasn't the only one making tapes. Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, was first. And in February, the White House principal deputy press secretary, Raj Shah, told reporters Omarosa had limited contact with the president while there. Omarosa's publisher for Unhinged, Simon & Schuster, haven't confirmed nor denied the existence of the recordings, but a spokesperson said, quote, without commenting on the specific contents of Unhinged, we are confident that Omarosa can substantiate the highly anticipated account of life inside the Trump White House, end quote. Look, I'm not a big fan of Omarosa, but this is juicy. I never thought I would hear someone saying to a stripper, can I get my money back? 50 Cent did. And he's actually defending his actions. Folks have criticized him after a video emerged of him appearing to take money back from a stripper. Maybe he was asking for some change. In that footage posted on Instagram, Mr. Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent, was seen showering a woman with dollar bills while partying with friends at Angel's Strip Club in New York, only to start scooping up the money and taking it away minutes later. Now, 50 initially found humor in his actions, according to All Hip Hop News, sharing the video to his own Instagram account, adding the caption, LOL, see how I get when they start trying to be cute? I'm taking the money back. Folks called him petty and disrespectful. He said the reason he did it was because the stripper had been rude to him and blasting the venue for providing poor customer service. He asked her what she meant. She didn't say anything, so he took his money back. I mean, it is called service with a smile. Come on, ladies. Anyway, Beyonce was allegedly Vogue's second choice after Meghan Markle. Reportedly, the newest member of the royal family, Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle was the most wanted choice to cover the magazine, which is now celebrating its 126-year history and adding the first black photographer to cover that September cover with Beyonce on it. Meghan Markle is highly sought after due to the fact that she has yet to give an interview, cover a magazine, or even pose for a solo photo after she became Mrs. Prince Harry. So sources spilled that Cosmopolitan and Vanity Fair have offered her their covers, but the publications are too risque, according to royal rules. Here's what I'm thinking. Not that anybody asked me. How many magazines can we sell with Meghan Markle or Beyonce? Beyonce, no brainer.